sent to a rugged cross. My Savior, spared my sins. My replacement took my place. My provider. Now I have. Come on, my Redeemer. Sent to a rugged cross. My Savior. Bear my sin. My replacement. Took my place. My provider. Now I have. Just the knowing.
Yes, just to know him. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to WGUM, Glory United Ministries. We're so glad with you, friends, and I'm excited to tell you that Pastor Patricia Benneman is already lined up. Her line is open, and she is going to be ready to go just in a few minutes. So stay with us, just to know him.
One day
I will get to see you.
I am grateful. He loved me enough.
He loved me enough to grant me take my place.
Just to know him.
Just to know him.
Woo!
Scott, for that number, just to know. Christ, the Son of the living God. We used to sing a song asking a question, do you know him? Do you know Jesus Christ, God's Son? Now this group is singing, just to know him. Just to know him. We're living in a time that it is so important that we know him. Because without knowing him, we don't have hope. Oh, the rain will come and we'll get wet. The sun will shine and we'll get warm. But you still need to know him personally. Yes, he's such a good God that he will even give bread to those that are hungry. But do you know him? Do you know him enough to say, like David, the Lord is my shepherd? Huh? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus Christ, God's Son? On my radio, my telephone introduction, on my cell phone, I believe I answer by saying, there is a place in the sun where there is hope for everyone. Have you found your place in the sun, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God? Do you know him tonight? I'm asking a question because we have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Oh, we attended church services, and yet we don't know him. When the storms begin to rage in our life, we don't know him. We panic and wonder, God, why? But if you really know him, you will do as the Bible has instructed us in all things. Give thanks, even through death. Oh, God, in all things, give thanks. Do you know him? That's a question. Do you know him? Do you really, really know God? Well, perhaps you are saying, I know him. I know him. Well, then let me ask another question. Since you are so assured that you know him, I want to know now, does he know you? Can he recommend you to the Father? Does he know you? Can he recommend you to the devil, the enemy, to Satan, like he did with Job? This is my servant. Can God say that about you? This is my servant. God said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Is he able to say on your behalf, this is my daughter, this is my son? Or are you just wasting words and time? Just to know him, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Just to know him. And if you know him, I was in service on Sunday night, and the young lady, I wanted to sit her down, but it wasn't my church. So I sat there. And she sang until she couldn't find any more songs to sing. Because someone sitting in there, most of us were sitting there as if we didn't know him. Because when you know him, God is fire by himself. And when fire comes one way or another, you're going to move. you're going to move. And the young lady was just singing and singing and singing and singing. And the people, just a few, got with her. She sang so until she had to leave out of the church because her lungs began to close up on her. Now, what her condition is, I don't know. But the saints prayed for her. When the pastor laid hands on her, he said, I pray that you will not have a problem with your lungs collapsing while you're doing praise and worship. But she would not have to had collapsed if those of us that were sitting there that said we know him had just began to worship him. Worship Christ the Lord. Come on. Worship him. Worship Christ our Lord. We would learn how to worship him. I used to be a praiser, a devotional back in my day. We're called devotional leaders. And you will sing and sing, trying to get the people in the seat motivated. But you know what? I don't do that anymore unless I'm led by the Spirit of God. I put back my outfit and I took my pom-poms and I threw them away. I'm not cheerleading anymore. I'm not entertaining you. You should not come to the house of God to be entertained. And the poor worship leaders and the dancers that was dancing, the two that were dancing danced until they danced, and so they left, and two more came and started dancing. And the people were still sitting, looking. I wanted to tell a baby, sit down, but it was not my church. It wasn't my place. So I just bed with her. But we have got to learn how to worship Christ our Lord. If we are proclaiming that the Lord is my shepherd, and we can't get a praise out of you, but you like quoting, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. For he, listen, he leadeth me. God is not leading you anywhere because you do what you want to do. There's no way that he can take you through green pastures and lead you beside the still waters and do all of the things that 23 say. He restored my soul. Maybe you really do need to be led by the waters and by the green pastures so that he can restore your soul, so that then you will say, just to know him is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Just to know him, he's an awesome God. Just to know him. But we need to learn how to worship him. Worship Christ the Lord. Come on. Worship him. Worship Christ our Lord. I watched the debate last night and I saw some things, but you know what? My hope is built on nothing less. Yes, we have to pray and we have to respect those that may become in authority because they can change a lot of things that would affect so many of us, including the folk that say the Lord is my shepherd. I don't really think you paid attention to the Lord is my shepherd. This is really not my message tonight, but apparently it's God's message because that's where he's going. I'm trying to get over here and play around with Matthew a little bit. But God went there, so I, you know, no need of singing. Where he leads me, I will follow. Because that's why I don't write out sermons, because I just can't. I'm just not one of those. I'm sorry, you all are. I'm just different. I think I heard Apostle Wade say once, listen to Pastor B's program, listen to Pastor Pat's program, but now I'm going to tell you something. She's different. I heard her say that more than one time. She's different. Yeah, I don't get up here to promise you all of these things. I just want you to understand the word of God so that we can be blessed, so that we wouldn't be so downtrodden all the time. I get so sick of children of God, people of God who say that they are of Christ. And honey, I hate to even say hello, because when you say hello, the next thing they say, girl, I'm going to get away from me with that, please. Every time I see you, there has not been a change in your life. You mean to tell me you live every day of your life saying that, proclaiming that you are a child of God, and every time I see you, there's always a cry story. I'm going through, right? You don't know. The devil is, oh, I'm telling you, he's in my house. Well, you said. You said it. I serve a risen king. I got Jesus on the inside, and that's enough. Well, then if you have him, you have the power to run the devil out of your house. But what are you doing in your house that the devil won't leave? That's the question. Yes, I am different. Thank you, Apostle Wade, for noting that I am different. I don't want to be like everyone else. I want to be able to get my Bible and tell you things that will put you in a reality check. Just think about it. You can't witness to the drunk. You cannot witness to the alcoholic or the drug addict. Even these kids with these guns, you can't witness to them because you are always going through. So you have nothing to offer them. You can't offer them your Jesus because you've got him so smothered with your own problems. I told a lady once, we were on our way to the airport. Matter of fact, it was Sister Franklin, Renee, and we were going to the airport to pick up her mom. And we were talking in the car, and I'm always the one that will come up with something funny, and I'm not even laughing, but everyone else get a good laugh off it. Even Dr. Scott will say to me, say, girl, you can say things. And he just laughed, and it is funny, but I'm not laughing. But however, I began to say, because Renee is a great prayer warrior. That's her gift. That girl can pray. She sings, but that girl can pray. And she will say, I said, well, Renee, the reason why people cannot enter into their closet to pray is because the skeleton is in the closet. They can't get in there. It, the closet that they would enter into is dead. There's no life in their closet. And then I don't mean a coat closet or clothes closet. You know where your closet is, where you sit down and take time with just you and Jesus, have a little talk, just to know him, just to know him. But you can't know him because your closet is full of dead men's bones, just to know him. Yet you get up and you enter into the church house on Sunday morning, and you may be the first one on the floor getting your dance on when the music is right, but you still leave out of there with a question, do I really know Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God? Let's run down here to this 23rd Psalm. I'm going to be done shortly. I tell you the truth. Oh, bless his name. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Listen to this. Something had to be wrong. You can't restore something that's there. So something had to leave. Something had left. Something was gone. And even though David realized, wait, hold up here. I don't have to stay in the shape that I'm in because the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. And then if I go back to him, that's what I see him doing. If I go back to him, this is what he's going to do for me. David ain't no dummy. But we are. We'll leave and won't go back. And stay out on the outside. I know the Lord, honey. I can't do it like you, but I know, honey, I know the Lord. Yeah, right. But does he know you? Hallelujah, Jesus. Look here. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. Come on here. You can't stand up and get this. Oh, my God. I think, you know, I have done the Lord is my shepherd so many times. The night is completely different. How is it that God can have his word written and each one of us, if I was to put Renee on the line, Evangelist Renee, and tell her, let's do a tag, and you speak on this exact same thing, she's going to come out with something else. Yes, sir. And if I put Marilyn on, Marilyn will definitely come out with something different. And the word is yet written and has not changed on the paper. So he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He has fixed it so that you have to come in his presence and humble yourself. Lie down here in the pastures of green that I have prepared for you. Because you've been laying around in dried out. You know what burnt grass look like? The Bible tell you it ain't good for nothing just to be trodden under the foot of men. Burnt grass does not look good. My yard this year was worse than it's ever been because the death of my son, I just did not, in November last year, I just did not feel like being bothered with the yard because he and I would always fuss about the yard and he would tell me what he put on the yard and don't you do that. And I will tell him, well, don't put that stuff on there because you always start something and then don't finish it. Then I got to take over. He said, well, it's on there. So I didn't have him this year for he and I. And he would tell me, he would come in my room and he would say, I got the water on. Turn it off later, please. I didn't have him to say those things to me. So I just didn't. The grass really this year, the yard just meant nothing to me. But I thank God for Jesus. But the Lord has fixed it so that we can call him our shepherd and he can take us when we come to him and make everything so comfortable, so beautiful. He lay us down, ooh, God, in the greenness. Oh, yes, Lord. You all know that. Listen, I'm excited. Every week I do the same thing. I get excited. That's why when I'm in church, I don't read. I have somebody to read for me because I just get messed up while I'm reading the word of God. Yes, yes, yes. Woo, it's really a light and a lamp and everything else. Ah, bless his name. Let's go back there. So he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still. See, you are not doing it yourself now. You have come to him that he's in charge. He's fixing things for you like it ought to be. Just to know him. Oh, my God. Just to know him. Jesus, just to know him. Oh, somebody better tell God thank you. I feel my help just to know him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Just to know him. Worship him. Worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship him. Oh, God. Worship Christ the Lord. We pray, but do we worship him? Some say they contemplate. I say I meditate. I pray, but do you worship him? Ah, he allows you to lay down. Let me move on. My glasses back on. Bless his name. Somebody better tell God thank you. Now look. Here comes the surgery. Here comes the surgery. Here comes the surgery. He restored my soul. My soul needed fixing. Wash me again. Revive me again. Lord, make me over again. Oh, God, and I bless your name at all times. Hey, God, fix me. Jesus, fix me. Woo! Oh, just to know you, God. Woo! Fix me. Yes, Lord. Fix me, Jesus. Hey, God. There's no way that you can get in the presence of God and come out like you went in. Ah, there's going to be a change somewhere. I heard the late Bishop L.T. Blackshear say when he was preaching one week night, and he got up and he said, when you get saved, he said, and when you really get saved, he said, even the cat, when you get back home, ought to know that there's been a change, because where you run the cat and be mean to the cat, when you get back home, the cat will notice that there's been a change in you. Oh, God. And yet, we walk through the church doors on Sunday, and we come back out empty. You went in, filled up with air. And when you got your dance on, you let your air out, and you came out empty. You need to be led beside the still waters. You need to say, lead me, Jesus. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him. Yes, yes. Oh, the way. But should I get off of the road is called straight and narrow. I need him to take me back. Dear Lord, ooh, Lord, take me back to the place where I first received you. Oh, God, take me back, Jesus. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believe. Oh, you leadeth me beside the still waters, and you restoreth my soul. My time is running out. Let me get back to my word. I don't have to tell those that listen. They already know I'm excited. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Look out. He's leading you somewhere. After he take you by the waters and restores you, now you you're ready for righteousness. Good God Almighty. Oh, God, I love you. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your word. And the paths with an S. It's got plenty of paths of righteousness. You won't get bored. You won't get depressed, oppressed, all the press, Elvis press and everything else with a press to it, but a press towards the mark because he's leading you. So press towards the mark that he's leading you. Oh, God, he's leading you to righteousness. Press towards righteousness. You've been restored. Somebody said, I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb just to know him. I thank Charles and Byron for the song, Just to Know Him. Let's move on. You all know I ain't no count. Woo! Now look at this. Now see, you need righteousness. You've got to have it. Your soul has got to be restored. And you need righteousness to be reclaimed in you. Huh? See, God has fixed you up now. He has equipped you for all of you sisters and a few brothers that said, I'm going through. Yeah, you should be able to go through if you came by the way of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And all the things he's doing right now, he's putting me in the greenness. He's laying me down on good stuff. Have you ever seen sod? Sod is beautiful. But sod needs a lot of water because if it doesn't take root, it will die and it will look just like your regular grass. So sod, I've worked for a lot of wealthy people, and they could afford sod to be put down. No weeds, no daisies, no daffodils, none of that mess is in their yard. And the grass is so green and so beautiful. And when you walk on the grass, it feels like you're walking on a cushion, like an air cushion, because it's so thick and wonderful. And most of them who have the sod installed, they have installed also irrigation. And the water will come on about 2 a.m. because everyone should be in by then. And then it will shut off around 5 a.m. And I tell you, you talking about a beautiful sight. Can you just imagine what the sod looked like and the pasture of greenness that God is taking you through to Jesus to get you to righteousness? Oh, God, help us. Whew. Let's go. Read, girl. All right. Yay. Now, this ain't God walking. This is you. Yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. See, you can do it now. You can walk through that valley now of the shadow of death. Why? Because he has led you and fixed you up with some righteousness. He's restored you, and now you have righteousness, and now you are able to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You don't stay stuck in the mud. I hate to even go to some churches. As soon as the people see me, girl, I'm going through. Girl, I'm going through. And I often wonder, where are you trying to get to? You haven't arrived. If I get in my car right now and I'm in New York and I head in the right direction for Delaware, I will get there. I will get there. And if I'm trying to get to Virginia, if I'm going in the right direction, I will get there. There comes a point where you reach your destiny. Why is it that you go through year after year after year after year? Come on here. Do you know where you're going? Ah, God, what the girl saying? Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life are showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? No. Oh, bless his name. I'm having a good time, Dr. Scott, as always. You know I do. Mm-hmm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that this is what happens when you've got your righteousness and you've been restored. Oh, God, look here. It says, I will fear no evil. See that? But you sad and I'm going through, honey. Don't look like this. You know, listen, they have these little children on television. I think I was telling Apostle Wade about it, and she told me to pull it up on the news. But look here, these little children was on before school started, and the little white kids, and I think one of us, one black one was in there. But anyway, the little girl was, I don't know if she was trying to fold a blouse or pack it or whatever, but she said, I don't know where I'm going. I said, Lord, it's just as flat as can be. But I do know where I've been. And so, but I made up in my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Now, if the child says, I made up in my mind, I'm not wasting no more time, well, then I'm going to get what I need to walk through the valley of the shadow of death so I don't have to fear no evil. And after she says she's not wasting no more time, then they just break out with beautifulness of the, and then they show their backpacks or some kind of mess for school. They don't show it now since school opened. I need to write them and tell them, bring it back, because I want the church folks to take after the child. I ain't wasting no more time. I got to get out of here. She didn't know where she was going. I don't know if she meant what class she was going to, but she said, I do know where I've been. She said, I ain't wasting no more time. Lord, help us today. Read the word, girl. Mm-hmm. I will fear no evil. Whew. Look at this. Look at this. For thou art with me. There you go. Oops, there it is. So if you're having a hard time getting through the valley, well, the Bible tells us don't judge, but let me tell you something. If you know, you should know a pencil from an ink pen. And if I tell you that the ink pen is not a pencil, I'm not judging. I'm speaking what's right. Now, if I tell you that the pencil will not write, then I'm wrong, because the pencil will write just like the ink pen will. But the ink pen is an ink pen and a pencil is a pencil, but they both write. But they're two different things. One is lead, one is ink. Oh, bless the Lord. So if you're still there in the valley of the shadow of death, Lord, this is funny. If you're still in the valley and you're dealing with the evil and all this stuff, the Lord is not with you. But I'm just reading the book. Y'all take it any way you want it. You can't call me. That's for sure. You cannot call me and tell me it's not right. Understand me? Okay. I like it like this. But look, and you can push the one if you're bad, but don't mess with me. Okay, thank you. Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. You got two things to protect you, girl. Shall comfort me. They comfort me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They comfort me. They are with me, right along with him. He is with me. Whether he sent his rod and his staff, or who, if he sent the angels, whatever, the Lord is with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's get finished with this. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head. So you can't get that anointing of the head until you are able to go through the valley, as long as you keep saying you're going through, you missing out on your anointing. He anointed my head. That's what he said. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth over. He's full, y'all. He's full of the goodness and the mercies and the righteousness of God. Surely, goodness and mercy. Look out, see that? I just mentioned that. Shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm closing the book. I may do Matthew next week. However the way the Lord go, that's the way I go. That's why I don't have a pad with me when I go to preach and none of that stuff, because I don't know how God gonna shift. But I'm a yielded vessel, because it's his word, not mine. I can't get with those people that have everything written out, typed up, and that's what they preaching from, and that's it. You know, us four, no more. But God doesn't do me that way. I don't knock them, and I pray that they don't knock me, because all of us is just trying to get you to know him. Just to know him. Just to know him. Jesus Christ. Dr. Scott, I am ready. I am finished. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I would that you would play that song again, just to know him. But before you do, let me finish here. You need to worship him. Worship him. And when you find that you have messed up, go and let him lead you in the path. Let him restore your soul. And when you humble yourself enough to admit, as they say in the card world, call a spade a spade. God, I've sinned. You really don't have to tell him, because he knows you were there all the time. But he wants you to confess it with your mouth. God, Lord, it's me again. Ella Blatcher sang, oh, Lord, it's me again. I talked about it last week. Girl. I called you early this morning, and I called you late last night. But, oh, Lord, it's me again. And many times we have to go back to our shepherd so that we can be made whole. I'm speaking from experience. I ain't got time to fool with y'all that never do anything but serve God all your life. The devil is a liar, and you are too. Yeah, I said it, because we're on this earth, and the tempter will come. And I don't care if you didn't go sleep with somebody else's husband. The thought entered your mind for a moment, so you were guilty of it. See that? Yeah, you forgot that? As you thought about it, you did it already in the mind. And I don't care if you didn't go in Sister Jane's pocketbook and take up. She told you, I got $1,000 in cash in my purse. Watch my pocketbook while I go to the bathroom, please. She trusts you. And the enemy say to you, just take $50 out, and she won't even realize that the $50 is gone until she get home and count her money again, and then she'll think that she miscounted. And you thought about it, and then you panicked. You got scared. So you're no better than the next person that have fallen off. Oh, bless his name. I just want to preach the truth to people. I'm not trying to tell you a whole bunch of stuff that make you happy. I just want, if the truth won't set you free, baby, you are not going to get free. And I just wish the saints had, you know, when it says confess your faults one to the other one, I just wish the saints would learn how to keep their mouth shut. If somebody come to you and want to confess something, you should have enough Jesus in you to leave it at the foot of the cross and never bring it up again. So God can't even trust you with someone else's hurt. They're coming to you because they said, I need help, help me. physically help me. Pray over me. Pray for me. Tell me. Lead me back to Christ. Help me. I'm crying. Oh, Lord. Crying. Hear my humble cry. Wiles on others. Thou art calling. Do not pass me by. I tell you, I feel good down in my sanctified soul. Do you hear me? Just to know him. I tell you what, there's coming a day that you're going to have to prove that you know him, because the enemy is coming our way. And you better know that you know that you know that when you walk through the valley, that his rod and his staff will be there to comfort you. I see these preachers now, they recess in, they marching in with these staffs and all these costumes on, and they walking in with their staff, and they have not taken that staff and opened any blinded eyes. They have not touched my knee and put the cartilage back in there. They have not touched my eyes with the staff, but God was so kind and so merciful. Tell him, he said, I'm not going to let you be in it by yourself. I'm with you. I'm so much with you until I'm going to let my rod and my staff go with you. Just to know him. Dr. Scott, we need to put this on TV, because I don't think they've ever heard the Lord, is my shepherd, preach this way. I tell you, I need to send this to a real radio station. So if Tom Joyner, tell him, play this for the folk. But God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. Think on these things just to know him. Just to know him. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
For that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful sermon. And I love the way it ends. And the way we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Just to know.
Yes, sir.
Keep us in the house of the Lord. Amen.
But you know what? You got to be restored, and you got to keep that flow of righteousness. And this way, and if you hang out with the rod and the staff, you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Woo, I'm fired up already.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah is right.
To a rugged cross,
my Savior,
bear my sins,
just to rescue me.
My replacement
took my place, so I would have to die.
My provider,
now I have.
Come on, my Redeemer. Sent
to a rugged cross,
my Savior,
bear my sin,
my replacement
took my place,
my provider,
now I have.
Just the knowing.
Savior,
rose
rose from the dead. Awesome ruler. Crucified. Hope of glory. One day. I am grateful. He loved me enough. Just to know him.
You've been listening to WGUM, Glory United Ministries, featuring Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Thank you so much for listening.